USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden paid tribute to the life and legacy of the late Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor during her funeral at the Washington National Cathedral.
Gracious and wise, civil and principled, Sandra Day O'Connor, the daughter of the American West, was a pioneer in her own right.
He highlighted O'Connor as a trailblazer who shattered barriers in both the legal and political realms, leaving an indelible mark on the nation's consciousness. A powerful storm struck New England, resulting in 4 fatalities and leaving hundreds of thousands without power. The region experienced strong winds and heavy rainfall Monday night, leading to the toppling of trees and power lines. At least 4 individuals lost their lives, with 2 fatalities attributed to falling trees in Massachusetts and Maine. The U.S. is spearheading a newly formed international task force aimed at safeguarding commercial cargo ships from attacks by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in the Red Sea.
Ships and aircraft from multiple nations are and will continue to join the United States in conducting maritime surveillance and taking defensive action as appropriate to protect commercial ships from the threat posed by the Houthis.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby emphasized the unacceptability of recent attacks on merchant ships, stating that they must stop. The Houthi rebels have been actively targeting commercial vessels as a protest against the Israel-Gaza war. For the second time in U.S. history, an Air Force general is set to undergo a court-martial. Philip Stewart, who previously headed pilot training at Randolph Air Force Base in San Antonio, had his command revoked this year. He's facing accusations of sexually assaulting a female officer at a base in Oklahoma. The United States experienced its largest population growth this year since the onset of the pandemic. The Census Bureau attributed the increase to a reduction in deaths and a return of immigration. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Over the next 2 weeks, airports are expected to be very busy due to the holiday season. The TSA foresees a 6% rise in air travel at airports nationwide during the 3 busiest days of the holiday season compared to last year. The peak travel days are expected to be Thursday, Friday, and New Year's Day. According to Bill Gates, a substantial surge in technology is expected in 2024. The billionaire and former CEO of Microsoft mentioned in his annual blog post that this year marked the first time he utilized artificial intelligence for work and serious reasons. Gates expressed that in the coming year, scientists will be dedicated to refining AI to bring about notable improvements. The Ohio House is taking a step toward adopting daylight saving time permanently. Dave Collins has more.
The resolution for consideration urges the U.S. Congress to pass the Sunshine Protection Act, which would see daylight saving time being permanently observed throughout the entire U.S. Lawmakers say the time change in the fall leads to mental health issues such as depression, an increase in automobile accidents, and even an increase in crime.
The Addams Family spinoff Wednesday was such a huge success on Netflix that now that spinoff has its own spin-off. The Hollywood Reporter says that it's in early development, but this new series will focus on Uncle Fester, who was played in Wednesday by Fred Armisen. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.